Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Be jokes, the best of. On Fridays, we play back the jokes we heard this week. You tell us which one you thought was the best from our select list. Speed jokes number, I think we're starting at 13 today. Hit our number. Okay, Aleph, go.
Hey, John, do you have any fruit jokes?
Sure, Dave. Man goes into a bar. That one did not get the respect this week it deserved.
No, but it did today. That's I must have not heard that properly earlier this week.
Speed joke of the week number 10. My doctor then told me you can actually hear the blood flowing through your veins, but you have to listen varicosely. Speed joke of the week number 9. Yesterday, we told you about the man who went to the Kleptomaniac World Championships and took the gold, the silver, and the bronze. So then he went to a Kleptomaniacs Anonymous meeting.
Well, that's good. How'd it go?
Not too good. All the seats were taken. Dave Ennett dropping joke dimes everywhere. Nicely done, Dave.
Thank you.
Speed joke of the week number 8. You know, people say I'm self-centered, but enough about them.
Some of these age really well.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Speed joke of the week number 7.
What did the custodian say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies!
Remember, email johnwilliams at wgnradio.com. Tell us which one you like the best. Or just text in, 312-981-7200. Which of these is the winner this week? All right, Aleph, hit it.
What did Haley Joel Osment find on Mount Everest? I see dead people.
Here's speed joke of the week. That is not funny.
Yes, it is.
That is a terrible thing. Here's the next joke. My friend works at the Shedd Aquarium feeding the fish and animals. I said, doesn't that get boring? She said, yes, but in the long run, she serves a porpoise. So far, that's my favorite. I would text into 312-981-7200 and say porpoise, but I would misspell it because I only this week learned how to spell that word. Speed joke of the week number 4.
Here's the formula for how to become a millionaire. First, be a billionaire, and then short sell GameStop.
I love the current events jokes.
Yeah, very topical.
Here's an evergreen, if you will, number 3.
My dentist asked me, when was the last time I flossed? And I was like, Doc, you were there.
Busted. Actually, this one may be my favorite one of the week. It's number 2. Hey, my proctologist gave me 2 big thumbs up, which I did not appreciate.
Of course, that would be your favorite one.
Oh, stop! Which one do you like so far, Vic?
I have to say I'm a stock person, so I do like the millionaire to billionaire thing.
You're a stock person?
Yeah, I do. I love stocks.
Stocks and bonds? You follow the markets?
I do.
Did you get in on
this? See, I told you, you're going to have to peel the onion one layer at a time.
Well,
were
you playing along on any of this stuff lately?
Well, yeah, I bought BlackBerry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
How are you doing?
Well, I mean, I bought it, I think, when everything was going up. But I did sell it at a stop, so I think I'm okay.
Wait a minute. So did you make money or lose money on BlackBerry?
Well, I think I'm flat.
Okay.
Well, but I didn't go with the, you know, it could have fallen a lot worse, but I think I stopped myself with that. But the Dogecoin thing has been very good for me the past 24 hours.
Listen to Vic Aruni. I didn't know all of this.
Yeah, see, you got to peel the onion.
All right, let's peel the onion. Here's speed joke of the week number 1C.
Monday, we told you about a new band Lady Gaga and the Goo Goo Dolls were forming called Goo Goo Gaga. The next day, it was announced that the Go-Go Dolls were going to join that band, so the new group would be called what, Vicky?
Goo Goo Gaga Go-Go.
Yesterday, it was announced that the band's posters were going to be displayed at the Guggenheim Museum in an installation called the Guggen Goo Goo Gaga Go-Go. Well, today, turns out we found out the poster was actually created by French impressionist Paul Gauguin. I got it.
Okay.
That's a Gauguin Goo Goo Gaga Go-Go at the Guggen.
How many?
So, we aren't even done with that. I have so many more chapters to that joke.
Seriously?
Oh my gosh, people are going, well, what about this? Well, what about that? So I hope you're enjoying the Goo Goo Gaga because we ain't done with that yet.
But that's an extensive chapter.
Let's just do one more, Producer Aleph. Let's do 1B.
15 women, what shampoo...
Oh, wait, I didn't have you turned off, Bella. Tell me when you're reset and ready. Hit it.
I asked 15 women what shampoo they use, and they all said the same thing. Get out of the shower.
That's our speed joke.
Was the 15 women all in the same shower, or were they all in different showers?
The joke doesn't say. Okay, so which one was the best, Dave?
I like that one.
Steve Alexander.
Yeah, I was going to say that same thing.
Oh, come on. Into the newsroom, Steve.
Listen, I'll give you the tip of my hat on that one, but I'm a real big fan of supplies.
I was so happy. That was sent from one of our listeners, and that was from her four-year-old niece, her first joke that she told. You can see a little kid happily telling that
one. That is hilarious. Yeah.